Hello and welcome to Communication Psychology with Gerhard Orband, the only psychology podcast in the world in English with a German accent. Today we'll talk about stereotype threat. Stereotype threat is the phenomenon when people feel that there's a risk of conforming to stereotypes about their social group. It's some sort of a self-fulfilling prophecy. The most prominent studies are about gender differences or about ethnic or sexual minorities. However, let me start with a non-typical example. There's a stereotype that Germans are not funny, that they do not have a good sense of humor. I live abroad and I often renounce telling a joke out of the fear that I may confirm the stereotype. On the other hand, there's also a performance anxiety linked with positive stereotypes. As Germans are supposed to be in time, I'm always anxious when I'm not in time because people may make fun of me as the exceptional German that does come too late. Claude Steele had male students and female students take a math skills test. Shortly before the test, half the participants were told that there were usually large gender differences in this test. In this case, women got significantly worse results than men. The other half of the sample did not receive the statement, and there were no significant gender differences in the group's results. A research team at Harvard University examined two culturally widespread stereotypes and how they affect performance on a math test. The two stereotypes examined were, on the one hand, the assumptions that Asians have above average math skills and, on the other hand, that women have inferior math skills compared to men. The study showed that Asian American women performed better on a math test when their ethnic identity was made salient, that is, when they were made aware of it, while their results were worse when their gender identity was activated. Thanks for listening to this podcast. I wish you a nice day and goodbye.